Module 2, Basic Terminology, Part 1. So the good thing about accounting is that you can start out wherever you want. At the beginning, the middle, or the end, and you will still wind up at the same place. Nowhere. Just kidding. You really have to start at the beginning or you will get lost. So let's start there with some basic terminology. Some of this stuff may ring a bell for those of you who took accounting previously, were hired to keep the books at the corner mom and pop shop, or were too cheap to hire a real accountant and try to do your own books. How'd that work out for you? Either way, when we are done here, you are bound to be familiar with a lot of these basic bookkeeping and accounting terms. Balance sheet. A balance sheet is a financial statement that shows the assets, liabilities, and owner's equity at a specific point in time. Assets and liabilities are usually listed first, followed by the equity, which is the difference between the assets and the liabilities. The balance sheet will ultimately provide a snapshot of the company's current financial condition. Assets. Assets are probable future economic benefits obtained or controlled by a particular entity as a result of past transactions or events. Anything that has an economic value and can be owned or controlled to produce value has the potential to produce such future economic benefits. Whether tangible or intangible, ownership of any form of value, such as cash, money, or stock, is considered to be an asset. Liabilities. Probable future sacrifices of income or assets arising from present obligation to a particular entity. If liabilities are settled, they may become transferred assets or provide services to other entities in the future as a result of past transactions or events. A liability is a duty or responsibility to another in return for some form of debt, such as a business loan, which would entail the settlement of that loan. Equity. Ownership in assets after all debts owed for that asset has been paid off. Assets such as stock and home ownership can be considered equity if no associated debts remain. Once a house or automobile is paid off, the asset is now the owner's equity. Equity is any asset that can be sold for monetary gain without any attached debts being owed. The owner should gain 100% of the revenue from the sale of an asset if that asset is his or her own equity. Income statement. A financial statement is used to summarize the amounts of revenues earned and the expenses incurred by a business or entity over a period of time. It is used to measure a business's financial performance. This statement includes a summary of how a business typically incurs its revenue and expenses over a fiscal quarter or year. Revenue. The fee paid to a lender for a loan or all transactions for which monies are received. It can be the income from products and services sold and the use of investments. Revenue can also be a transaction and the resulting income for which monies are received. However, loan funds and equity deposits are not considered revenue. Cost of goods sold. The cost of producing products that are delivered to customers to create revenue or the cost of inventory sold during an accounting period. This includes the cost of purchases made during an inventory period minus the ending inventory for that period. This term is often abbreviated as COGS. Expenses. Expenses are the cost of producing revenue through the sale of goods or services. They can come in many forms, such as salaries or wages, and depreciation of assets. An expense can be almost anything that is incurred when doing business. Accounting period. An accounting period is the amount of time in which income statements and other financial statements are utilized to track and report operating results. They usually run for 12 months between January to December, but can begin and end any time depending on the business needs or wants. Module 2, Review. You should now be familiar with a few general accounting terms most often used for business. Remember, a balance sheet is a financial statement that shows the assets, liabilities, and owner's equity at a specific point in time. Whether tangible or intangible, ownership of any form of value such as cash or stock is considered an asset. Liabilities are probable future sacrifices of income or assets arising from present obligations to a particular entity. Equity can be ownership in assets after all debts owed for that asset have been paid off. An income statement includes a summary of how a business typically incurs its revenues and expenses over a fiscal quarter or year. Revenue can be a transaction and the resulting income for which monies are received. Cost of goods sold is the cost of purchases made during an inventory period minus the ending inventory for that period. Expenses are the cost of producing revenue through the sale of goods or services. An accounting period is a period of time in which income statements and other financial statements are utilized to track and report operating results. Case study. Kelly was an accounting student on an internship with a small company. She was assigned a mentor and was given a desk and a number of new assignments. Pele came across some unfamiliar and unknown terms. She asked her mentor, Paula, about some of the terminology, and Paula told her that the department used informal nicknames for some basic terminology. The fact that a new hire wasn't able to do their job due to informality worried Paula, and she brought it up with the department head. Soon, informal terms for terminology were replaced with their formal terms in all official documents. This helped everyone, not just Kelly, to get their work done more accurately.